June the 6th is National Yo-Yo Day. This is the date of birth of the man who popularized yo-yos in the USA. His name was Donald Duncan, and he got into the yo-yo business in 1930. Of course, there were ups and downs before yo-yoing became an American pastime. Any story about yo-yos would not be complete without a little up-and-down joke. Donald Duncan saw a yo-yo for the first time in the 1920s. A Filipino-American, Pedro Flores, mass-produced the toys in California. Duncan saw the potential to make money and bought Flores's yo-yo factory. He hired Flores to take the yo-yo all around America. Flores held competitions in all the states he visited. Children loved the yo-yo, and Duncan's business went from strength to strength. The true history of the yo-yo goes back several thousand years. It is thought to have originated in China. From there, it traveled to Greece. Records from the ancient Greek Empire around 500 BC describe a circular toy made out of wood. The world's oldest yo-yo dates to this period. Not all yo-yos were toys. There are reports that the yo-yo was a weapon for over 400 years in the Philippines. Today, the yo-yo is a part of every child's toy cupboard. Young and old love playing with it and demonstrating their skills. It is perhaps one of the most successful toys ever. All around America, there are yo-yo competitions on June the 6th. Many yo-yo enthusiasts believe it should be an Olympic sport. There is definitely an art and a skill to good yo-yoing.